Let's now think about the third trimester. And we're now out to this time from week 24 onwards, which is the earliest potential survival if this fetus is born. So the very earliest we can manage to keep alive in the special care units, the intensive care units, the extremely young fetuses from about the beginning of the third trimester out. What are the features we should be looking for? Well, I've mentioned to you already, the lungs are still relatively underdeveloped, and the lack of surfactant there, and there are ways in which this can be supplemented clinically to help maturation of the lungs and to aid levels of surfactant availability that can help keep these young infants alive. And in addition to that, we know that the testes, as I just described for you, in the male still remained inside the abdominal cavity, and that this testes descent starts at about week 26. Now, it's quite a common abnormality in a premature infant for the testes still to be undescended. That is, they're still halfway down the inguinal tract region where they're moving their way up to the scrotum. So they're actually drawn down, and we'll cover this once again. I keep on saying about systemic development, but here are the testes here within the abdominal cavity, and they come down in association with the gubernaculum guiding it out into the scrotal sac here. And one key event of this descent of the testes, which is a third trimester or late fetal development effect, is that as it comes down into the scrotal region, it draws with it some of the fascia of the peritoneal cavity. And the pathway of descent and this little sac that forms adjacent to the testes are some common regions of abnormalities that you'll see clinically. So what sort of things might we see associated with the pathway of descent of the testes in males? In the adult? Well, we will see hernias, and in particular we see inguinal hernias with this processus vaginalis here, where we get part of the gut poking into this region. But you can also get a herniation through the anterior body wall as well, which reflects the embryological descent, or sorry, the fetal descent of the testes. So in males, there's a weakness in the pathway for descent, and these are the sites of where herniation can occur. There is no equivalent site within the female anatomy, and so you don't tend to get as many hernia problems, although it can happen in postnatal females. But premature infants will often have an undescended testes, and we also see other abnormalities of the external genitalia in some infant genital development too. In terms of the other parameters we can measure, then in the third trimester, we see this huge increase in mass. So we've got a constant growth in length, but in come the third trimester, we get this ramping up in growth, mainly just before birth, this deposition of weight. A lot of this is about growth of tissues. But in addition to that, we're also getting laying down within the fetus reserves that it will require postnatally after birth. So deposition of fat, brown fat that it can metabolize to generate heat, and just general resources. Its last chance to suck on the placenta and get what it can out of the mother before it's out there having to survive by itself. So if we had to characterise this, we'd say in the third trimester we get significant increase in the mass. And this mass increase towards the end reflects what we end up with as a final birth weight. So the final birth weight should be up here, about 2.5 kilos and up, would be considered to be a normal birth weight for a normal term pregnancy. And in relation to clinical events, we now know that there's a hypothesis about low birth weight, which was originally called the Barker hypothesis, but is now called the fetal origins hypothesis, which correlates a low birth weight with future health problems postnatally. And that is that there's a fetal origins for disease in that abnormal development leads to a lower overall mass of the fetus. This is often described as interuterine growth restriction. That is, that there's a whole range of factors which can affect the growth of the fetus, and it can be due to environmental effects, genetic effects, placental insufficiency, infections, a whole range of effects that can lead to a decrease in overall growth. And this means that the systems postnatally are more susceptible, if you like, or at greater risk for diseases such as asthma, respiratory problems, diabetes, obesity, all of these things. There's some evidence now from the statistics that correlate it with this one criteria that we measure, which is the birth weight. So obviously, a premature infant will have a lower birth weight, but it may have a normal birth weight for the age that it's meant to be. So you need to think about that seriously. Is it actually clinically low, that is lying below this curve for the age, or is it approximately the correct weight that it should be for that number of clinical weeks? And this might give you an indicator as to whether there are additional problems to be thinking about as well. The other thing to notice that during the fetal period in development is that the kidneys, as they're growing in volume and function, are also changing their clearance rates. So if you compare the clearance rate of a fetal kidney in the early stages, 24 to 28 weeks, it's only about 5% of an adult rate, approximately. Once we get out to birth, we see that the clearance rate is still only about a third to half of what it would be in the adult. And this also correlates with teratogenic effects, and that is that drugs or other chemicals absorbed by the fetus during this time are not cleared or removed or excreted as rapidly as they would be in an adult. And this also figures postnatally, because you can see that it has to be out quite some distance postnatally before we even approach the clearance rates that we see in more mature states. So drugs stay around for longer, they're harder to metabolise in the fetus, and therefore they can be at a higher level for longer and lead to teratogenic effects in development. I've given you an additional information here, a little bit more about the brain development. I'll stop and we'll come back in a couple of minutes and talk about birth and going into the postnatal period so we can finish this pregnancy on time.